Okay, so this is a lecture on the solar plexus chakra. So looking at your cheat sheets, solar plexus is yellow to golden. The associated element is fire, sense is sight, basic principle, shaping of being. Associated body parts, lower back, abdomen, digestive system, stomach, liver, spleen, gallbladder, autonomic nervous system. The glands are the pancreas, blood sugar. I'm going to speak a little bit about blood sugar right now in the pancreas. One of the things about the solar plexus and the pancreas is all about the spleen, pancreas, all about the joy in life. The pancreas breaks down sugars and feeds the liver, and a lot of diabetics or people who crave sugar can, not necessarily do, but can have the possibilities of not having enough sweetness in their life. And when we don't have sweetness within, we look for sweetness without. So a lot of people who crave sugar and have pancreatic problems really would do well to develop more of an internal sense of sweetness about life, finding things in life that bring such joy and such pleasure and such passion. And when you're so fulfilled inside, then the pancreas doesn't need to look for the external sugar sources that are nothing more than a crutch or a substitute. So when we work the solar plexus chakra, what we're doing is we're actually inviting our bodies to find the sweetness on a metaphysical, emotional, psycho-spiritual level, rather than trying to find it from outside ourselves. Astrological signs, strength, power, social status. We'll speak more about that later. Gemstones, tiger eye, amber, any of the yellows. Physical dysfunctioning, so arthritis, gastric problems, colon intestinal problems, diabetes, indigestion, liver problems, hepatitis, anorexia. So the solar plexus is above the navel. It's all this area in here. So any of the organs that are in this area are going to be the ones that are highlighted when there's dysfunctioning in that chakra system. Fear and intimidation, lack of trust, self-esteem, self-confidence. Any of the self words really speak to the solar plexus, and I'll explain more about that later. Lessons related to ego, self-esteem, personality. So, the solar plexus, the color is yellow, the yellow of the sun. The sun is the fire element. And when we think about the warmth and the nurturing of the sun is the masculine, the earth is the feminine, the sun is the masculine, the moon is the feminine. We always come back to those basic principles of yin-yang or masculine-feminine balance. So we're working the masculine influence of the sun, warming ourselves, nurturing our inner self. The solar plexus also on psycho-emotional levels is considered our inner library. The third eye is where we connect to the higher planes and receive guidance or whatever. The solar plexus is where we know something. This is that gut feeling. I know that's not true. I know that is true. I know that's right for me. I know that's not right for me. That's none of this third eye wishy-washy. It's solid. It's I am here. The mantra for the solar plexus is I am. And any time you say I am, you're activating the solar plexus in a very dynamic way. And so it really behooves us to watch our words when we say, oh God, I'm so tired, or I'm so stupid, or I'm so whatever. In a negative fashion, the solar plexus hears that and automatically starts the energy for manifestation. Because the I am principle is the strongest energy you can ride towards manifestation of creation of
passion.
So, when we have a passion, when we really, really desire, we're in our sovereignty. We are strong. We are in our power of, this is what feeds me. This is what nurtures me. This is what I feel the strongest in. And when we are in that kind of affirmation of self, whatever, self-confidence, self-assurance, self-actualization, self-esteem, self-belief, self-love, all the self principles are right here. And when we are in self, and when we are strong, and when we are I am present, we're so connected to all parts of our being and so aligned to our purpose that we have the energy to manifest. So most of our manifestation energies, for women, we bleed in down here for creativity, but for passion, we really want the energy up in our solar plexuses, and guys just have it naturally because this is where men live. And I was explaining in earlier classes that we tend to put layers of protection or layers of energy around our power centers. So women tend to have a lot of lower belly fat. Guys have this like upper belly fat that hangs over their belt because this is their seat of power. This is your guy's seat of power. This is the woman's seat of power. So we tend to either protect or strengthen or manifest that idea. And if you think Buddha, you know, the Buddha belly was all down here. He had his masculine feminine balanced so that he was able to manifest, you know, both equally. But anyway, that's a sidetrack. So the I am presence is the first statement in all affirmations. Whenever you want to manifest something in your life, what you need to do is align to the energy of that manifestation. So let's say you want more money in your life. Rather than sitting there going, I'm so poor, I am so unfortunate, I am such a victim of the banking system, whatever, which is all very negative energy that gives away power. If you say, I am abundant, I am filled with the riches of life, I have everything I need in my life. The minute you say, I am, in your mind, you already see it as happened. It's not out there waiting to happen. I am abundant. If I'm abundant, I have everything I need in abundance around me. And when we have that kind of sense, feeling, knowledge that it's already happened, it's already in the body, it's already happened, then the solar plexus gets the energy and it manifests, because thought precedes energy, precedes manifestation. The thought, I am abundant, creates the energy, creates the manifestation, abundance comes to me. It has to. When I've cleared out all the negativity, all the victimization, there's nothing but the passion and the acceptance and the flow of energy to me. So if there's a negative thing in your life that is stopping you from creating true joy or passion or anything, you kind of first have to ask yourself, why is it there? And we'll do this in the guided visualization. When did I create it? Who actually is speaking? A lot of times when we have, for instance, the abundance issue, it's our parents. You know, oh honey, we can't buy that because we can't afford it today. We don't have enough money. And you as a little kid is sitting there going, wow, we can't afford it. And you have this imprint, this flow of energy into you that becomes your tape. I can't afford it. I don't have, I am in lack. when it's not your lack, it's somebody else's lack you've taken on board as your truth. The solar plexus energy is the truth center. This is where we have our capital T. Okay? So the thing about truth is that there is no one truth. All right? There are some universal truths, but there are also belief systems. There is no one capital T truth. I have my truth, which to you is a small t, might be capital to me. Okay, that is my truth. But I can't make you have my truth. It becomes a small t, and it doesn't carry the energy. So when I'm in my truth, and I'm in my power, and I am in the I am presence, I don't have my parents' thought processes, I don't have my teachers' tapes, my peers, my, you know, we're such a sponge for everybody else's belief systems, and we think just because it's out there, it must be true. If it doesn't ring your truth bell in your solar plexus, then it's not true. Okay? So one of the things about developing a real true sense of your solar plexus energy is to hear a truth bell, to feel a truth bell, to sense a knowing, a true knowing in yourself. So the whole thing about the solar plexus is to come back to who you truly are in your being. And that means finding not only your truth, but your true path, your soul's path. We have to believe on some levels that there's a grander scheme of things, and that's why we're here. And if there is, then we have a purpose, and that usually is dictated by our soul or our spirit's voice. And the spirit's guidance comes down and tells us what we truly know or don't know, right? So the spirit speaks many different ways. It speaks in our heart, it speaks in our solar plexus, it speaks in our sacral chakra. But when we're truly out there to manifest and to create, then spirit's right here with us, telling us what's true, what's not true, what works, what doesn't work, and where we need to go to manifest what we need to create in this life, which may or may not be what our parents want for us, or our teachers want, or our siblings, or our spouses. And so you have to ask yourself in that point, do I choose to give my power away to my parent, to my spouse, to my teacher? Or can I stay in my power, honor that they have their reality and their truths, but that their truths are not necessarily my truth? I can accept them and love them for who they are, but I can also, first and foremost, accept and love myself. Because when I'm truly in my power and I'm not a victim to anybody or anything, then there is nothing else but me being self-actualized and being present to passionate manifestation. So I'll speak just a little bit more to being the victim, because in America, we have a very strong energetic imprint to being victims. It's just one of those energies out there. And anytime we feel victimized by anybody, we have to remember we're giving our power away. And the best thing to do in that situation is to come back into your belly and say, why did I create this? If I'm choosing to be in my power, then I am choosing to create my reality. If I'm creating my reality, why am I creating this asshole who is victimizing me and taking my power away? If I'm giving my power away, that's my responsibility. That's not theirs taking it. It's me giving it. So if you feel victimized in any place in your life, come back and ask yourself, first of all, how old am I? Because 10 to 1, you're going to find it's an inner child voice. Because a lot of times as children, we were bullied, we were whatevered, and we have that cellular imprint from that time. So let's just say my inner child was bullied by some kid and called me stupid. So all my adult, I've always considered myself stupid, which I don't, but because that my inner child believed somebody and I gave my power away, rather than listening to my true inner self, which said, no, you're not stupid, but this kid was big and scary, so I went, okay, he says I'm big and scary, he's big and scary, he says I'm stupid. So all my life I've been stupid. At some point in time, I have to go in, find that inner child, hold her, and say, yo, kid, you are not stupid. You know, it wasn't he was wrong to call you that, but at some point in time, I need to take care of my own inner self, build her to believe that she is smart, clever, whatever, to the point where I know I am clever. I know I am smart. I know I am right. I know I am allowed to be what I want to be. Whatever. Okay? Do you see how it works? Does it make sense? Anyway, let me stop that right there.